Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
The radio show where the owls are not what they seem.
Do you or have you ever watched Twin Peaks?
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
They could be dreaming and meeting each other in their dreams.
On Talk Radio.
That was great. Did you like that?
That had more balls in it than the original.
The original is stunning, though, isn't it?
It is beautiful. Oh, stunning. But that was a lot more raunchy.
It was like the Small Faces. Mm-hmm. It was like Stevie Marriott doing it. Did you like that? Love that.
It was. Yeah, you're right. It was Tin Soldiering.
I thought it was great, man. Kippington Lodge. Terrible name for a band. Never heard of them. Brinsley Shorts I've heard of. Never heard of them. Wowzers. We got Mo. We got George. We got Ollie. Oh, I'm going to destroy it. This is going to be great. Mo, are we? No, this is. Are you a new Mo? Hello.
Hi there.
Have we spoken before?
No, we haven't.
Okay, this is new Mo. This is new Mo. Mo, we're going to come to you in a bit. We promised Nigel top billing in this hour, and this is what you got. Good evening, Nigel. Let's have the song for Mum. Put your penis to one side.
Oh no, please.
Ian,
yes.
Can I just ask you something? Have you heard of the Red Dragon radio station in Cardiff?
Yes, I have. Yes, my friend used to.
But it's not. It's the Heart Radio now. It used to be.
Yeah, they've all been taken over, and I think haven't Bauer just bought a load more radio stations, killing the local vibe.
Yeah, and I think it was about 10 or 15 years ago. I used to do jingles on there with the keyboard and making jingles up for various people.
That's great.
And I was on there for a long time. And I was I had a regular slot every night.
I find how your brain works. Genuinely, I find it fascinating. I do.
So it's Heart Radio now, isn't it?
Probably. I don't know. All the local radio stations have been homogenised.
It is Heart Radio.
Let's hear. Listen, because we've got a lot of calls, Nigel. Let's hear the song for your mum.
Here we go, then.
Here we go. It's not Carrick Fergus, is it?
No,
it
sounds very similar.
Is it Titanic?
Yeah.
Is it the song you did last night?
Tried, yeah.
Time is slowing down when Nigel sings.
Far across the distance and spaces between us.
We've sold 3 tickets for Shaftesbury already.
That's good.
That's not
bad. It's almost full now, is it?
Only another 155 to go. It's not till July. Book up, it's Fringe Festival. It's only £8. It's as cheap as shows we're doing this year. £8. ianlee.com/event. Just bring it down a little bit. I've been reading, so we're going to go and see Kiss in July.
Yeah.
And here's the thing, I've been reading something, and when I read it, I was very disappointed, right? But it turns out, something that another artist we're seeing later in the year also does, right? And I wasn't bothered when I found out. Right, so I've been
lip-syncing.
Yeah, I've been reading a lot that Kiss have been because Paul Stanley's voice is screwed, died about 5 years ago, and he's miming to some of the songs. And there's people like there's this guy on Twitter called Captain Janks, who's like Howard thinks he's friends with Howard Stanley. He's an idiot and he's a loser. And he's an a-hole, and he's like tweeting Gene Simmons, everything you ever said is a lie. I believed in you. We believe in Gene Simmons. Jeez, I mean, wow. So people are getting really upset, and I got quite upset thinking, that's a con. But then I remembered we'd had the conversation about Cher, who does a lot of lip-syncing.
Yeah, but the thing
and
is...
And we weren't bothered.
No, because Cher will be doing a spectacular, won't she?
Oh, Kiss will be doing a spectacular.
They won't be straddling cannons, will they?
Oh, hang on a minute. Gene Simmons flies up 100 feet in the air and does a bass solo 100 feet in the air.
All right, fair enough.
Paul Stanley flies across the arena to the other end where he has a little platform and does a little "I was made for loving
and you, baby. Yeah. You were made for loving me."
The fake Ace Frehley, Tommy Thayer. That was great,
excellent.
Nigel!
Was that better?
That was a lot better, mate, yes.
Yeah, I put the speaker on the phone a bit further away from the
Perfect.
Speaker.
Perfect. And it was very powerful, very heartfelt.
It's a very powerful machine that I've got here.
Yeah, well, I was talking about your voice.
Your lungs.
Your lungs.
Oh, you meant my voice?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, I'm only singing half the power I've got in my voice.
All right, Nigel. Well, listen, we've got to go. We've got to move on, mate. Thanks for calling.
Thanks for enjoying it.
Thanks for giving us the update on your penis. 0344-499-1000. We'll go to Mo next. Tell Mo we'll go to him next. Fake Ace Frehley, Tommy Thayer, will fire rockets from his gun.
Wow. I want to get, like, a Tasley T-shirt or something. I'm definitely...
A kiss?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's what I'm going to do. I've decided.
Do you know what I'm going to do? Where's Mo gone? Come on the microphone, Sam.
No Mo.
So, line dropped off. I phoned back.
Sorry, you did what?
The line went, so I phoned them back.
You phoned him back a minute ago.
Oh, Sam, it's finally happened.
Yay! There you go. Don't forget to pull it back and wash it.
Phone back, woman answered. I said, can I speak to Mo? And then under her breath, I could hear, who's Mo?
Oh.
And there was a guy in the background, and then the reply was, he's gone out.
Oh, there was no Mo.
There was no Mo. He was faking for the show. Then his mum caught him out and told him to go. Mo! I haven't got anything. Let's go. What were we saying? Yeah, well, I might watch the film. It's a great film. Kiss made a very funny movie called Detroit Rock City. And anyone else? Ollie, have you seen Detroit Rock City, the Kiss movie?
Hello.
Hello, Ollie.
Hello.
Have you seen Detroit Rock City? The Kiss are in it at the end. They don't star in it. They kind of produced it. It's very funny. It's like a teen movie about some kids in 1976 going to see Kiss. There's a great line in it. One of the Kiss fans is getting beaten up, is about to get beaten up in the shop, and the Kiss fan says, I will beat... And he's like, it's him on his own, and he's got a load of bad kids opposite him. He goes, yeah, well, I'll beat you all up. And they say, yeah, you and whose army?
Oh.
Kiss Army, of course. That's the name of the fans, club. Kiss Army.
It doesn't really work, does it?
Army works.
Not very military.
Oh, shut the front door.
Makeup off and cut your hair.
No. Well, people thought that Kiss were actually devil worshippers. You know what people thought Kiss stood for? What the Christians in America thought Kiss stood
Something
for?
Something satanic.
Knights in Satan's service.
Oh.
Yeah, they had a lot of bad press about that. Anyway, Ollie, I'd like to destroy you now, please, if you don't mind.
Okay, I've been preparing.
Okay, good. We were talking, weren't we, about what I thought was the disappointing reboot of BG, Battlestar Galactica.
Okay.
Can you remind me how that ended, please?
What? You can't just go, oh, I'm better because I remember Battlestar Galactica.
Not how the conversation ended, how Battlestar Galactica ended, which from now on I'll refer to as BG.
They got on Earth, didn't they? And
so they've got all this futuristic technology, all these spaceships, right?
On a TV programme, yeah.
Yeah, on this TV programme, right? And then they're trying to find a planet that's safe for them, right? Because the Cylons are trying to kill them.
Of course they are.
Yeah. The Cylons have destroyed their own planet, right? And they're jumping all through the universes, all the cosmos. The cosmos. And then they find a planet that's safe that they can land on that's got breathable atmosphere and water and food, right?
I didn't know
they
found somewhere.
To them, don't they?
Ollie, they find a planet and they land on the planet, don't they?
Yeah.
Right? And you go, oh, that's good, right?
Yeah.
And then what happens is it jumps forward like a million years to like modern day New York.
Yeah.
Right? Am I right?
Yeah.
Right.
Is that the argument?
Sorry?
Is that the argument?
They've got a little bit more, mate. Because... And you like that. You like that ending. You like that plot, yeah?
I cried at the end of that.
Yeah, of course you did. Because it could work, couldn't it? They landed a million years ago, and then a million years in the future, it's New York, modern-day New York. Yeah, you get that, right?
I care more about the characters.
Yeah, yeah, but that story was a believable... Shut your face, boy. You thought that was a believable ending, right? And I was thinking about this, and then boom, it hit me. That's exactly... I'm so angry with this guy and with you.
Why? I've not even got involved.
Because you're a scumbag. That is exactly my theory about us coming from Mars. Oh, but hang on a minute. If we... Oh, my name's Ollie and I'm Catherine. And I've got one voice. I'm Catherine and I'm Ollie. And your argument about people coming from Mars doesn't actually hold water. Because, let me do this because like all the technology. Why have we not got the technology? Yeah, she's right, actually, Ian. We don't have the technology. If they come from Mars, we've got the technology. But hang on. In your favourite, and you've said this is your favourite TV programme.
I didn't say that.
Yes, you did. I can make it, I can edit it. I've got a tape of it. In your favourite TV programme, they landed on Earth with all of this tech. Be quiet. With all this tech a million years ago, and then it jumps forward a million years to modern day New York. So they lost all the tech. They had to start again. That is what I'm saying happened here. So, Ollie?
Yeah?
So, apologise to me.
No.
You're a scumbag and a troll.
Because I got a new argument.
Okay, but hang on a minute. Admit that my argument now holds a little bit more water because it ties in with BG.
Because the TV programme did it. Do you believe in Lost when Jack puts a big call?
Don't mention Lost. Don't bring Lost into this.
No, because Lost was fantasy. BG was science fiction. A big difference, buddy. Big difference. Big, big, big difference. The size of a cow difference.
Do you believe they're putting spies on an island and that's guarded by a big bubble?
What program's that?
That's Prisoner.
You're an idiot.
Do you believe...
That's fantasy.
There's Jedi.
No, you like BG, excuse me. You liked BG because you thought it was believable and you thought the ending was great. The ending follows exactly my theory of how humans came to live and exist on this Earth, that we lived on Mars and there was either a big war, maybe the robot army that Roger Daltrey's prophecy came true a million years ago. Maybe there was a I don't know, there was some kind of natural disaster, but we came to Earth and the technology somehow, whatever reason, I don't know the reason, Ollie. I don't know the reason. I can't tap into the DNA that would reveal it. I don't know, but we lost the technology, buddy. We lost it.
Why do you never let me speak and do my argument?
Because I'm trying to stop you embarrassing yourself, mate.
You can trace human DNA back to the beginning of life. So how would you get...
What does that even mean? That sentence doesn't even make sense. Go on, carry on.
Here's an article. First human ancestor looked like a squirrel.
A what?
A squirrel.
You said a squirrel.
A squirrel.
Where's your evidence, Ollie?
That was from... that. You can just type in Google.
I'm not going to.
ABC.net.
Jeez, this guy's a joke. Okay, that's the first evidence. How have they? So they took some DNA from someone, maybe a sex criminal or something. They do that. They do experiments on paedophiles. We know that. That's why Rolf Harris was in that school playground. Do you hear about that?
Yeah.
Rolf Harris in a school playground.
Apparently, there was an artist in there, and he got drawn in by the art.
Rolf Harris went into a school playground because he wanted to get wood. Now, that sentence to me does not sound right. Go on, but here's the thing, right? So your phony scientists have found that it goes back to a squirrel? Are you nuts?
That is the first mammal that they can find.
When they went, thank you, Steve, when they reached Earth in the last episode of BG, they had to ditch all their tech. Oh, thank you. So the Cylons couldn't find them, right? So that's it.
We're good now.
We had to come to Earth... we had to ditch all of our tech.
The story doesn't make sense, does it? I thought the silence would...
It's your favourite programme, mate. You loved it. You said it was your favourite number one programme. You watch it every day on DVD.
I cried. That's all I said.
You cried because you knew that what made my story seem true.
No, because then where's the Martian DNA come from? You can trace all DNA back to single-cell life forms. Therefore...
Wow! You're a fanny.
Martian DNA from?
You're a fanny.
George Galloway's not impressed with this argument, Ollie.
The only way you could do it is if Martians came before any life came.
That's the wrong answer.
That's why they think that asteroids could carry single-celled life forms. And
you're just saying words now and hoping some of them stick. You've embarrassed yourself, Ollie. Say goodbye to the boys and girls.
I just wanted to call...
Unbelievable. That guy's a joke.
Still, Richard Hatch, eh?
Sorry?
Apollo.
What are you talking about?
Apollo.
What?
Battlestar Galactica.
No, we're talking about the remake.
No, I don't recognise that.
Okay, this is Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. Contact Talk Radio. Call 0344... 499-1000. Text TALK and your message to 87222. Text costs 25p plus your standard network rate. Or you can tweet us at Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Excuse me.
Oh, Dad.
Hello, I'm Martin Kellner.
And I'm his daughter, Ruthie.
We do a podcast. It's called Ruthie, Me and My Dad.
In which I tell him how he's wrong about most things.
And I explain to her who the Bee Gees were. It's on Acast and Apple Podcasts.
And all your favourite podcast providers.
It's a unique generation gap conversation between a baby boomer dad...
and his Generation Z daughter.
That's Ruthie, Me and My Dad. Brand new episodes every Thursday.
It's electric, it's eclectic, it's always rule-free. It's the late-night alternative with that man, Ian Lee,
on Talk Radio.
0344 499 1000. Are you aware of antinatalism? Are you aware of it?
Tell me.
Oh, it's great. Oh, it's great. And I totally get it. Totally, totally get it. It's a movement.
Is this to stop people having kids because it's irresponsible?
Raphael Samuel... a 27-year-old antinatalist from Mumbai, believes it was wrong for his mother and father to create him without his consent. Boom. I agree. Having kids is the most selfish thing you can do. It's selfish. You have kids because you want to have kids.
Well, what if you've got excellent DNA? It's only fair to share it, isn't it?
It's selfish to share it. It's selfish. Having kids is selfish. There's no other way. I'm not necessarily prying, but me and my wife, we kind of had the conversation before we got married. Do you want to have kids? Because I wouldn't mind having kids. It's not a deal breaker, but we wanted to have kids. And then there came a point when we said, well, I think we're ready to have kids.
Yeah.
And we wanted kids. Selfish.
My husband was very disappointed that we didn't have to try more than once.
we didn't. First go.
He thought that it was going to be a lengthy project. It wasn't. But yeah, we discussed it. And I think I was more bothered than he was. And I also remember, and this is the weird thing, because I totally haven't got that now. Obviously, it passes. But I remember a surge of really, really wanting a baby. I remember holding my friend's baby and all my insides were kind of just like clawing. You know, it was almost as if I just really, really longed for this baby.
Yeah.
But then... when we'd had our second, I knew that I was done.
Raphael Samuel, 27-year-old antinatalist from Mumbai, believes it was wrong for his mother and father to create him. So it's one of these question and answer things. Name, Raphael Samuel, age 27, appearance, alive and regretting it. Why? Because he didn't ask to be born.
Oh.
Neither did I, as it happens. No, but you probably aren't planning to sue your parents for giving birth to you. Antinatalism is a system of belief that holds that it is morally wrong for people to procreate, and a vast amount of human misery could be avoided by people simply not existing in the first place. A vast amount of human misery could be avoided by people simply not existing in the first place? Surely all human misery would be...
And all human happiness.
It is a growing movement with adherents across the globe. See if you can find like an antinatalist group. Antinatalism has a long and respected pedigree. Forms of it crop up in Buddhism and Christianity, and more than one philosopher has argued that the optimal outcome for humanity is extinction. I love my parents, he writes on Facebook, and we have a great relationship, but they had me for their joy and their pleasure.
And if you're the second, often they have you for the first kid.
Yeah. They had me for their joy and their pleasure. He is absolutely spot on.
We all screamed that at our parents at some point, though, didn't we? I didn't ask to be born. I never hired a legal team.
He continues, isn't forcing a child... Oh, God, this is great. He says, isn't forcing a child into this world and then forcing it to have a career kidnapping and slavery? That is delicious.
Whoa. No one's forced to have a career.
You've got to get a job.
Not a career, though, is it?
Well, you've got to work. All right, career is the wrong word. He's Indian.
Some people haven't got jobs.
Probably not his first language. You've got to go to school. That's slavery. This guy's great. This guy's cleverer than us. Let's see if we can get him on.
Thank God he was born. I'll thank his parents.
Get someone on.
I'm trying to find antinatalism. There's a antinatalism party, UK, but they also seem to be anti-contact details.
He says the only reason your children are facing problems is because you had them.
Oh, my God.
This guy is brilliant. So we get Raphael Samuels on the show.
Really? Sounds like a pain in the ass.
Dear Mum and Dad, everything I am and everything I will ever be is thanks to you. See you in court.
Wow. See you in court.
That is great, man. That is great. I'm in. I am in. Good evening, CJ.
Hello. The Mars conversation really got my imagination going.
Well, don't let it get... imagination can be a very dangerous thing in the wrong hands.
But, it's interesting because I wrote a book about Mars and that's why I'm so fascinated by the planet and just...
My theory on Mars?
I've got some validation for your theory, actually.
Of course you have, because it's a great theory. Go on.
A million years ago... Yeah. Give or take, Mars could sustain an atmosphere.
Yeah, of course it could.
It could have water.
Yeah.
But the magnetic field of the planet diminished.
Yep, it did.
And it became what it is now.
Hmm?
Now, back in your theory to what happened.
Hang on a minute. Catherine's just making the masturbation gesture.
Oh, God. This conversation is. It's verbal.
Catherine just
self-pleasuring.
For those who missed it, you might have heard it on DAB. Rewind the tape. Catherine just went... And then did a masturbation gesture, CJ. I apologise.
It's because both of you are doing it.
But thing is, what he's saying is fact.
What he's saying is titillating you.
No, it's fact. No, Mars... Catherine, you can't even argue. It's like 2 + 2 = 4. It's a fact that Mars could sustain life and then something went wrong with the magnetic field.
All right.
It's a fact. It's not even a theory. It's actually a fact. So, I apologise on her behalf.
Off you go then.
Yeah, continue please, CJ. Thank you. Don't do that again. That's rude.
No, you said what happened to all the technology?
That's one of the things, yeah. Maybe they had to destroy it so that Roger Daltrey's prophecy couldn't come true.
Resistance is futile,
yeah.
Apparently, that.
Okay.
But I was thinking, it's been a million years since we came to Earth from Mars, okay?
Yeah. Thereabouts, yeah.
We've had a super volcano, we've had a massive solar... coronal mass ejection, and we've had an asteroid impact.
Sorry, what now? What was that?
So, in all that time...
Yeah, we've had a lot of natural disasters.
No, what was that? Chrono massy what? Ejaculation?
It's like a super solar flare, which basically, if it hits the Earth, it fries everything.
Weren't super solar flare, weren't they the band that the cast, members of cast were in before they became cast? Isn't that super solar flare?
No idea.
Okay, all right. Maybe I've got that wrong. I could have.
No, I had a pair of them. Go on. Anyway, fascinating. Crack on.
And if that super solar flare hit the Earth,
yes,
all the technology would have been gone.
Yep.
EMP, wiped it all out.
This is the thing, right? Because Kath says, if we came down with all these computers, why haven't we still got the technology? Because... It was a million years ago, right?
It's like technology.
My argument, CJ.
We've still got wheels.
My argument is, if you give a kid a floppy disk, right, and say, could you get all the data off that for me?
What is that?
If you give a kid a fishing net, they'll catch some fish.
Don't.
They would have kept the basic stuff.
Here's the thing, clever. I was going to say, you're missing out your name because it's irrelevant in this.
Wow.
You're not as clever as you actually think you are.
Okay.
CJ is a wise man. I know stuff, and you're just embarrassing yourself here.
All right, I can live with it.
Okay, well, you should buck up
on this planet. In reality, with science,
shouldn't have brought your genes with us when the clever genes.
Jeremy Kyle here for this.
Go on.
Step in and just sort you two out.
I think it's listen. This isn't even me doing a thing now. I believe we come from Mars.
There is validation to it.
Yeah,
there is.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, CJ. I really appreciate the support, brother.
There you go. That's legit. Everyone set straight there.
Good evening, Paul.
Hot damn. I believe you're talking about Mars right here and now. What's going on there? Tell me. I'd like to hear about that. Go on, what's happened there? I missed that conversation.
Please don't rerun the fun. Please don't.
How are you guys? Are you all right?
I didn't know. Who was this? It's the next James Bond, Paul Innocent.
Well, it's always wonderful to talk to you, mate. But how did you get on with your yeah. What's it? Your camera thing.
Yeah.
Something like on camera, didn't you?
I filmed a couple of little pieces.
You didn't film it.
Well, no, the tripod filmed it. You filmed one that you messed up. I filmed a couple of little pieces for my potential new agent, and let's just say they came back with some feedback, some great constructive criticism.
Some notes.
I've got a new agent. I've got an acting agent, Paul. I'm going to be on Spotlight soon.
Done.
I'm going to be on Spotlight soon when we work out where the 150 quid's gone that we paid them. And then I just sit back and I'm just going to wait for the acting roles to come in. You could see me on Coronazione Street. I'm not going to say Coronazzi because it makes it sound like full of Nazis. Coronation Street
for real, now.
Rita Fairclough. Rita Fairclough, love. I'll have a bag of penichels, please, love. And
it's amazing, really, isn't it? Really?
Have you seen the price of these fags? Have you seen the? I'm Alec Gilroy's younger brother. Aye, that's
Alec
right.
Alec Gilroy. It's been years since I've heard him. Gilroy.
Yes. Well, Alec's dead now, unfortunately. Sorry, I'm his younger brother, and I've come to.
I've come to.
Get his inheritance and actually take over the Rover's Return, actually. It's not bad,
John Shuttleworth.
That was verging on Paul McCartney then, actually.
I would like to make love to the ghost of Bette Lynch, actually.
Oh, God. Is Bette Lynch dead?
Could you? No, she's still around, but the character died, didn't she?
Yes.
No, she never did.
She died, actually, yes.
What of?
Boobs.
Yeah.
Leopard skin.
Character.
Murdered by a leopard skin.
Judy Goodyear, the actress, is still here.
She was chased through the Rover's Return. She was chased through Coronation Street by a pack of leopards who wanted their skin.
Yeah,
back.
Well, they're all from Manchester, aren't they? Towards that way, really, aren't they?
Aye,
that nasal quality, really, isn't it? Really?
I beg your pardon.
No.
Well, I'm
Billy Connolly. I big slipper. I big slipper playing the banjo. Got a big slipper.
You sound Scottish now. You sound like you're Scottish.
I know.
Now.
I'm doing. I'm Billy Connolly, and I'm playing a big. I'm playing a big slipper banjo. Hey, Billy Connolly, it's funny. I want to spend an evening with you, Paul. I want to spend an evening with you just doing voices.
Yeah, I wish you would. And do it off air.
Well, let's do it now. Let's just spend the rest of the evening doing voices.
Hey, buddy. What the hell are you doing? I'm here doing the voices. You're doing the voices. This could be something very, very special for the ladies and gentlemen.
Right,
and all, I think, you know what I mean?
Right here and now, just going on and on and on with different voices. I mean, this is amazing.
I don't understand a word this guy's saying. What is this guy, a Scouser?
What you are trying to talk to me is going to be...
Hang on, whose voice are you doing there? What's he doing there? Why, is it,
I don't know.
Can we do that?
I think
that's an African, isn't it? That's not an African voice.
Well, if you're doing... Do you know what? If you're doing one...
No. Nope.
I'm doing one. Hello.
You can do that. Go on. I speak English. So why don't you do... Go on. An African.
Well, you haven't heard he's an African. It's quite offensive.
I'm from South Africa, my friend.
Any problems.
I'm from South Africa, my friend. And I want to have a go on the slide, my lady. I want to get on the slad.
That's it. Johannesburg. It's amazing.
Let me do my Irish accent. What colour was he?
You open your mouth now to comment like that right here and now.
No. What colour was he? That's a great Liam Neeson. But I can only do Liam Neeson at his most racist.
That's a Northern Irish accent.
Well, Northern Ireland from the Eiffel Tower!
I always find if you're doing Northern Irish, you got to say things like possibility.
It's a possibility that I may be coming to Northern Ireland with my car.
What
colour was he?
Northern Irish accent, is it not? Possibility.
Possibility.
It's not sounded, is it not?
No, and it was funny. Billy Connolly back again for Scotland with his banjo player.
I was on the stage the other day. I couldn't even believe it. I couldn't take it.
My legs went into rubber and I'm playing the banjo in my big slipper. And I farted at the crematorium.
All right, now you're going back to Manchester.
Big sign saying crematorium, and I farted at my granny's funeral. I farted loud, did a loud fart at my granny's funeral.
I couldn't believe it.
I was at my granny's funeral and I shit my pants.
You shit your pants? Like you hit a nail with that knife.
This is funny, man. Paul is great. I'm great. This is great. This is great radio. We're doing a tour around the United Kingdom.
I think it's amazing. It's always wonderful talking with you. I'm glad you've got feedback.
I can do an impression of you.
I can.
Kath can do a really good impression of you. Do you want to hear
no,
it?
No, don't make me do mine.
Kath, do it. Kath can do a great...
Go for it. Let me hear it, darling.
Hello, I'm Paul Innocent. So good to hear from you.
No, I'm Paul Innocent. No, I'm Paul Innocent. What are you talking about? It's me. Good tango.
It's amazing. It's very, very good.
It's been very good. I'm Paul Innocent.
Surprisingly good.
That's why. I'm the next James Bond.
Well, I'm flabbergasted here. I can honestly say it. That's not quite done as well as what Catherine did there.
You're pleasantly surprised.
You inspire us, Paul. You're my inspiration.
It's always nice to be that way, and it's inspiring talking to someone of your ilk as well, Ian.
Thank you. Thank you.
Just you, Ian.
All right, Paul. Listen, nice to talk to you, buddy. Thank you for being such a good sport. I appreciate it. Lawrence, stay there. Come to you in a bit. Let's go to George. Good evening, George.
Good evening.
Good evening.
It's been very interesting. How selfish do you think our Heavenly Father must be?
What, to have all of us?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. He must really is, if he existed.
Yeah, well, I suppose our Heavenly Father does exist. So
you suppose, I don't.
Has to be very selfish. But you also suppose that your home is haunted, so...
Oh, yes, right. Okay, so this is the thing, right? So... The other day, I was sat in the living room with my boys, and then we heard a clatter in the kitchen. And we went out in the kitchen, and on the floor was an oval-shaped thing. It hadn't fallen off anything. It couldn't hadn't come from this. It just fell on the floor.
And the creepiest thing about it, it's a pair of eyes.
Yeah, right. I've got it. I brought it in. This is freaky, right? This is what from nowhere it fell from another dimension, another time. I don't know. That's what fell on the floor.
Oh my!
Isn't it? Describe it, please, Catherine.
It's...
Freaky.
It's... Are you sure your boys didn't do this?
No, they didn't do it. And look how filthy it is. I've taken some of the dust off, but it's filthy.
It's kind of a hand-painted, I would suggest, by a child.
Yeah, here we go. Probably a dead child from the Victorian era.
No, not Victorian. I wouldn't date it to that. I mean, I'm no Antiques Roadshow.
No.
But this looks like the sort of treasure my kids bring home from school. So it's... And it is very dusty.
Oh.
So it's an egg-shaped piece of plastic. Maybe that resin stuff.
Yeah, don't break it.
And it's been painted green.
Yeah.
And it's got like a rudimentary clown's face drawn on it.
And that appeared, that fell onto the ground, loud enough to make a very big noise. It fell. It came from, it hadn't been on the, there was nothing around it. It was, the fridge was about 2 foot away, but that it had not been on the fridge. It couldn't have been under the fridge and suddenly flown out. It was nothing on the ceiling. It fell on the floor. That is freaky, huh?
It's just the beginning.
I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. It's terrifying. It's probably from a dead Victorian child.
No, there's nothing to be terrified about.
Stuff appearing in my house that I don't know about.
It's just the spirit world is going to play a game with you, Ian.
I want to play a game.
And you're going to become aware that there is something out there, and it will change your life. It's maybe. It's the one thing we agree about is the Mars thing. It's Mars was what the Bible calls Egypt, and this Earth is Israel, and there were people here before the Exodus from Egypt, and those that came from Egypt were meant to kill everyone in Israel, but they didn't.
Well, I don't think. Well, this is where we're going different directions, because I don't think that we came from Mars to kill people on Earth. I don't think there were people on Earth. I mean, there was rabbits and stuff.
According to the Bible.
The Bible. I mean, it's a nice book, but it doesn't half go on a bit.
No. No, you.
Yeah.
42 years ago, Ian, I
what's
went,
it, the anniversary going wrong today?
No, come on. I was taken through 5 months of very mystical experiences.
Yes.
Went through several exorcisms towards the end of it.
Okay.
It was all pretty dramatic, but I was made to suppose that a friend of mine who'd passed away a few years earlier was guiding me to read the Bible from beginning to end, and then there were dark forces were trying to stop him from explaining what the Bible
But that's just mental health and or drugs.
Sorry?
That's just mental health and or drugs.
There was no drugs involved.
Well, then it's mental health and you had a breakdown or something.
No, that's a really silly thing to say.
Well, hang on a minute. I'm being silly for trying to put a scientific medical explanation on the bollocks that you're spouting? No. I mean, I'm the silly one here. Come on.
The last voice I heard in my head was January the 7th, 1977. Why have there not been any voices in my head since then?
Well, maybe you got better.
That's such a silly thing to say.
Here's the thing why what you're saying is dangerous. Because there was a story in the paper the other day of a kid that died, right? A kid that died from an African family because they did an exorcism on him because he heard voices in his head. They had him tied to a chair for days. They didn't feed him. They didn't give him water. His breathing was constricted and he died because they thought that he was possessed by the devil. He wasn't. He was schizophrenic. Or what he was, whatever he was.
He was possessed.
George, shut up for a second. Because what you've just said is offensive and is dangerous. That kid died. A kid died because his dumb family wouldn't take him to a doctor, right? And you have got the gall to sit there and say, oh, no, he was possessed. What utter dangerous crap.
Crap!
You're speaking crap and it's dangerous.
Why don't you listen, Ian?
Because you've just said a kid that died was possessed when he was mentally ill and his family killed him. So shame on you. What a ridiculous, horrible thing to say.
He was possessed. I repeat it.
Goodbye, George. What a ridiculously obscene thing to say. The kid died. It was in the paper yesterday or the day before. Maybe Monday. And this happens a lot with African families, right? I don't know if there is a specific nation in Africa that perhaps is drawn to it more, because Africa, as we all know, is a whole continent. It's all made up of different countries and things. So I don't know if there is a specific country. So I apologise for being as vague as to say Africa. But it happened. A kid died. And kids die because there are Africans living in this country, right, who've got medicine, you know, and they've got... They've got everything, the good and the bad things that we in Britain have to offer. And they still think if their kid is hearing voices, they're possessed by devils. And they do an exorcism on them. And this kid died. He was strapped to a chair. He couldn't breathe. He couldn't eat. And he died. He was mentally ill, right? They'd taken him to a doctor. Who knows what they would have found? Who knows what treatment they could have given him to get rid of the demon. So George, for Christ's sakes, man, don't come on and say that he was possessed. What a ridiculous, dumb, insensitive, rude, dangerous thing to say. Lawrence, stay there. Come to you in a minute. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. For those about to talk, we salute you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.